Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220. The Word, I hope you'll stick with us. We've got a special program planned here this afternoon. We've got a guest calling in just a moment. And, of course, if you were listening in the last half hour, I was filling in for Pastor John Lutz, and I'm thankful for that opportunity. I was filling in his program at 1 o'clock and talking about abortion. And the recent Supreme Court ruling that came down this morning, we're going to continue that discussion here in this half hour, and we're going to look at some of the things that are happening and the results of the Supreme Court decision here today. And that, of course, is the decision, the Dobbs, we call it the Dobbs case, Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization. And this is the decision today that overturned Roe v. Wade after 49 years. And we just praise God for this decision and thankful for some of the good that's going to come of this. Babies already being saved, even probably today or certainly tomorrow, as a direct result of this decision. So we're going to be talking about that again as well. And we're going to be joined with Chris Long, the president of the Ohio Christian Alliance here. And let me just remind you to check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. We'll have this program and the last half hour on there, hopefully in the next day or so, as a podcast as well. But Again, just want to invite you to listen, and hopefully we'll give you some good information to help you out. All right, let's open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, again, we praise you for this great decision overturning Roe v. Wade. We know that there's still a lot to battle, a lot to contend with as we now live in this new day in our history. And we just pray that you'd guide us through your word, through your spirit, Lord. Bless now the program today. Help us to be an encouragement to someone and help point people that are searching to Christ. Bless the program for your glory. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, we have Chris Long with us today. And Chris Long, welcome to the program here.
Hello, Pastor Al. This is a momentous day with the overturning of Roe v. Wade. We've been advocating for life for the last 45 years. My wife and I joined the cause way back then in the late 70s, and we remember watching the movie Silent Scream with Dr. Nathanson, who was an abortionist himself, a Jewish man who later came to the Christian faith, and by his own admission that he had performed thousands of abortions in the New York City area. He came to faith in Christ. He produced a movie called Silent Scream. And when we saw that at the Old Cathedral Tomorrow, we were stunned. It was a very movie. You could hear a pin drop when people, that auditorium was filled that night. And we resolved at that moment to commit ourselves to defending the unborn. And so years and years of being sidewalk counselors, picketing out in front of abortion clinics, counseling women, giving to the cause, supporting Right to Life organizations in Northeast Ohio and nationally, and of course raising our voice for the unborn and voting pro-life. And the last 30 years, the Ohio Christian Alliance has been surveying on pro-life legislation and surveying on that to candidates, including the heartbeat bill. And then, of course, a few years ago, we finally got the heartbeat bill over the finish line. And we just have breaking news that State Attorney General Dave Yost has moved today already with the Dobbs decision coming down by the U.S. Supreme Court, effectively ending Roe v. Wade. And what he has done is made a motion in federal court. The heartbeat bill has been in federal court now for almost 2 years. He's asked the court to release the injunction, release the law, And then effectively, we will have a six-week ban on abortion here in Ohio once that is done. So we're going to be watching that very carefully. But I look forward to sharing with you, Pastor Al. I mean, this is a momentous day, sharing with all of our pro-life friends. You saw the jubilee of the pro-life young activist in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. We can only join with them, you know, via through the Internet and support and celebrate with them today as they heard the decision come down. We were alerted late last night that today may be the day, and so we effectively alerted our network by way of text message and email, and then, of course, we prepared our statement last night. You know, we've known this for weeks now with the leak being out there, but we prepared our statement last night, and that can be found also on our website at Ohio Christian Alliance, the statement we made. One of the things I want to share here, this is the statement we made. We celebrate today's decision by the U.S. Supreme Court. The pro-life movement, after a long struggle, has finally prevailed with a favorable decision that defends life in the womb. The court, in its 6-3 decision, led by Justice Alito, who wrote the majority opinion, has finally heard the cries and prayers of many who have long awaited this day. The justices held their ground and were not swayed by the threats of intimidation from the opposition, by the unlawful activity of those who sought to intimidate them in their neighborhoods and at their residence. Mob rule will not prevail when good men and women stand up and make conscience decisions for justice.
Amen to that, Chris. And I was going to point something out, too. We were talking about the justices that voted to overturn Roe v. Wade. And it's kind of curious when we look at it, because we had justices Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett who voted and joined with Justice Alito in the opinion to overturn Roe v. Wade and support the Dobbs decision there. But Chief Justice John Roberts is a curious vote here on this. I was looking at something. He actually filed a separate opinion agreeing with the court's decision to uphold the Mississippi law,
right,
but arguing that the court should not have decided the broader question of whether the Constitution protects abortion at all. And so he was kind of like tried to ride the fence on this. And then, of course, you had the justices, Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan filing, you know, the joint dissent, because they were against it. And so in some senses, it was almost a 5-4 decision, if you look at it that way. But either way, think about this. You know, President Trump is really, when you look at this, responsible for Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett being on the court. And it's because they're there that this decision went this way, isn't it?
This is absolutely the Trump legacy he promised.
Yes.
Again, President Trump, although we don't always agree with his rhetoric at times, he's very combative with people, maybe unnecessarily so, and creates problems for himself and others where he doesn't need to with some of the strong rhetoric. But that being said, he was a man who was a man of his word. And when he told the pro-life community, "I'm pro-life and I will appoint pro-life justices to the bench," he followed through and did just that. When he said that he would move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, he did it.
Mm-hmm.
When he said that he would make America energy independent, he did. It's so what's amazing is how quickly we've gone from energy independence to now having an energy crisis in this country. It just goes to show you, when good men rule, good things happen. And when evil people rule, evil things happen.
Right.
The Bible says that the righteous mourn when the evil are in command or in
power. Yeah. Absolutely.
Currently, unfortunately.
And, yes, and we definitely see that. Now, there's a number of things to look at now that this has happened, and really, you know, we're talking, what, 49 years of Roe, and of course, some of its defenders were saying, well, after all that time, how can we get rid of it? It's been the law of the land. Well, it's never been a law. It's a court decision. And, of course, you know, you could have used
a bad one at that.
Exactly.
All the attorneys have said, You know, this was an embarrassment to the legal community to say that this was a constitutional right when everyone knows that it wasn't.
Well, and you know, talking about constitutional right, it's kind of interesting. They use the 14th Amendment, the Due Process Clause, to justify and find a right to abortion. And the Due Process Clause here in the 14th Amendment, it simply says this. It's in Section 1 where it says, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. But, you know, I read this, and I just look at things, and I take words to mean what they mean. And it says right there, nobody can be deprived of life without due process of law. That, to me, argues against abortion in the Constitution. Same thing in the Fifth Amendment, which says that nobody can be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. And sounds to me that they were actually making a strong case for life, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and Samuel Alito wrote the majority opinion on this decision. We'll have it up on our website, and I encourage people to read the decision. It's going to take some time, but it's well worth the reading, because if you want to really be schooled in the Constitution, the fundamental rights of life and of liberty, read this opinion, because it's going to school us all as to what really should have been the original decision now for, in 1973, and unfortunately, we have had to fight all these years. We came close with the Casey decision, but we had one of the justices flip on us at the time. I think it was Justice Kennedy. By the way, to the lamenting of Dr. Wilkie, who, by his own admission, lobbied to have Kennedy on the court. He told George Bush Sr. that that would be a good choice for the court. And unfortunately, it was a disastrous choice for the court, because Kennedy actually cited against the sodomy laws and in favor of homosexual marriage, and then, of course, in the Casey decision. So Kennedy ended up, you know, not being a great justice for this cause. But now, with President Trump's three appointments, now the court has absolutely moved to the right, and, of course, it's to the lament of the political left in this country. But let's understand something. They are a minority. They're a loud, raucous minority at times. And but the majority of people and the majority of Americans deplore abortion on demand to the ninth month. And in fact, this nation is moving more and more. The percentage is pro-life. And so that's to the credit of the pro-life community and in the church across the country over the years, has convinced the minds and hearts of their fellow countrymen. And that's what makes today's decision even more celebrative, that we can move forward in the states now to enact to protect the unborn in the womb.
Absolutely, Chris. And when we look at this, you mentioned about the minority, and it is a minority, like you said, that is pro-abortion, that is against the life, that wants to have the right to kill unborn children at any time for any reason. That's certainly a minority opinion. And they are a loud minority. And one of the concerns, of course, is that they are going to step up the violence, which we've already seen. I know you've been discussing this on your program and in other venues. They're going to step up the violence they're threatening because they want to frighten the majority into bending before their desire to be able to kill babies at any time. And we've seen this, haven't we? Churches and pro-life ministries and pro-life centers being attacked. We've seen that where Catholic churches have had their services interrupted and pro-life ministries have been firebombed and things. And, of course, Jane's Revenge threatening to attack any organization, which includes churches that are pro-life. What have you been seeing in that respect?
Well, that's a good point, Pastor Al. Yeah, it's basically it's been an anarchist terrorist group called Jane's Revenge that's been active over the last 6 weeks since the leak of this decision, which was unprecedented in of itself. The Supreme Court had not had a leak of an opinion in 100 years. So that still has been yet to be determined as to who leaked this decision early on. Well, with that, the protests began at the U.S. justices' homes and in their neighborhoods, at the Supreme Court. But then there was another element that was actually very radical and trying to commit acts of terror at crisis centers, at some churches and pro-life organizations. 41 attacks to be totaled. It's a group called Jane's Revenge, and they were actually calling for a night of rage. Now, I think that people need to understand that this is not going to be like what we saw in 2020. BLM and major Antifa is not going to join this group out in the streets. And, of course, it's yet to be what we might see. But what I can tell you is that pro-life organizations are on the ready, are on the alert. We haven't had any attacks in Ohio. Here's what Attorney General Dave Yost said earlier this week in a letter to the Justice Department. The Department of Justice must investigate and prosecute these terrorist threats and acts. It should start with Jane's Revenge. The FBI has more than enough resources to determine the organization's members and to track down those carrying out these acts of violence, which qualify as terrorism under federal law. And while Jane's Revenge offers an obvious starting point, the supply of entities deserving to be investigated hardly stops there. Inaction is intolerable in our nation's law, in our nation of laws, and it violates your oath of office. So this is Attorney General Dave Yost with 18 other states attorney general with a strong letter to U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, who as of today has not taken any action, but the states are taking action. Law enforcement is on the ready, and yes, pro-life organizations should be alert tonight through the weekend into next week. We don't anticipate any problems, but again, it's always important to be vigilant.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, I mentioned, I think in the last half hour, maybe at the beginning of this, a lot of our fight now and the effort now is going to go to the states. And we do have some things, some pro-life legislation coming down. And also there's a House Bill 504, I believe it's in committee now. It was passed by the House. It's gone over to the Senate to increase the penalty for disturbing religious worship meetings, which would include some of these efforts to disrupt church services and things. And I'm not saying that our people need to be frightened and, you know, batten down the hatches, but we do need to be concerned because the devil's not happy right now. And you remember Jesus said, if the world hates you, it's because it hates him. And so we're kind of in the crosshairs. They want to use intimidation. They want to use the fear if they can, just like the devil does. That's his tactic, to use fear. But we're working for a greater cause, aren't we? We're serving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we're standing up for the cause of life. And Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And then he said, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And then he goes on to describe, of course, the armor of God. But God's people need to take a stand right now, don't we? We need to get out there and be the voice for life, be the voice for the unborn, and take a stand and not be intimidated by these groups, these domestic terrorist groups that try to instill fear and cause us to back down. What do you say?
Well, I would agree, and we're going to find out. I just don't think that there's going to be widespread problems like we saw in 2000. So people need to be realistic about this. In fact, it's a big country, folks. And again, that was a different time and a different element. Again, like Black Lives Matter was involved in those riots, and those are much larger in the big cities across the country. That's not going to happen here. It's not the same element of people. But I do want to say the number of states, Pastor Al, that with this decision, people need to understand abortion is now illegal in the states of Idaho, Wyoming, Utah, North Dakota, South Dakota, Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky. States poised to ban abortion, Ohio's among them, West Virginia, Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, Montana, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina. So this is going to be a great momentum for life. Unfortunately, on the eastern, the other states that are that do have abortion where it's legal is Washington, Oregon, California, the left coast, Nevada, Colorado, New Mexico, Illinois, Minnesota, and then the northeastern seaboard of all the Atlantic states, Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, Pennsylvania, Maryland, New Jersey, and Virginia. That's where abortion is going to be legal. So the pro-life continuum in Alaska is where abortion will be legal. This is where the pro-life movement is going to continue, and it's going to be back at the states. I think that's where you're going to see the battle there. And so there may be some skirmishes tonight. There might be some problems. People need to be vigilant. We don't anticipate anything here. It's always wise to be on the watch. But again, this is a time to celebrate. It's a time to pray and intercede. And it's also a time to get involved with your local crisis pregnancy center, because they're going to need your help and volunteerism more than ever. And I want to read this quote that we ended our statement with. Today is a day to celebrate the pro-life cause. But as Winston Churchill said after the Battle of Britain, this is not the end. This is not even the beginning of the end, but this may be the end of the beginning. The pro-life movement now has much work to do here in Ohio and in states across the country. Crisis pregnancy centers will be in greater demand. The church and Christian ministries must step up to the plate to meet the new challenge and to welcome the life that just days ago would have been sentenced to death through the act of abortion. So, Pastor Al, now is when we need to step up and to help those young women and young men who find themselves in an unexpected pregnancy, and to counsel them and to work with them. That's what we need to do.
And I appreciate that, Chris, because that echoes something that I've been concerned, is that some people will say, well, Roe defeated, the battle's over. But really it's not. It's just beginning. And like you said, it's time for Christians to step up. It's time for churches to step up and stand up for life more than ever, because not only do we have legislation to contend with, I'm sure, coming down the pike, but we've got to support these people, these women, these men that are involved in these situations. We need to support these women that are going to be having children. I think part of the battle goes to the adoption area, in making adoption easier, making adoption an option available to more people. That's certainly some area where we can make a difference, and certainly showing the love of Christ to people who are involved in these terrible situations, because it isn't easy to find yourself in the situation of an unplanned pregnancy, especially if you're not married and you're young, and the concern and everything. We got about 2 minutes left. Chris Long, the Ohio Christian Alliance, I want to thank you for being with us today talking about this. Final thought before we close out the program.
Yes, I agree with you about adoption. In fact, Senator Rick Santorum gave a wonderful testimony that their first grandchild is an adopted child with some physical challenges, not many, but it's a wonderful story about how their first grandchild was gotten by their eldest daughter who was unable to have children, and a lady who found herself with an unexpected pregnancy, but it was a wonderful story, and that's what adoption can be. It could be a great reuniting of a family together, and so every child is wanted. I agree with you, Pastor Al.
Absolutely, and every child is created by God in His image and deserves to be protected and to be loved and to have an opportunity to live and fulfill that which God created them for. Thank you, Chris Long, for joining us on the radio today.
Thank you.
What's your website that people can follow and find out what's happening?
Absolutely. That's ohioca.org, or just search Ohio Christian Alliance.
And thank you, Chris, for the work that you're doing there. We'll be revisiting this subject in the future, I'm sure. We'll probably have some other people on talking about this. But this is a day of rejoicing. We need to rejoice and celebrate the answer to prayer. Many people, Roe v. Wade has been overturned. The cause of life is going forward in this country. But it's not a time to sit back and retire from the battle. Celebrate it, enjoy it, be vigilant. The opposition is there, but don't be overwhelmed with it. Do what God gives you the opportunity to do to support these women that are going to be affected by these decisions for the cause of Christ. Thanks for listening today. Join us next week. God bless.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoll.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight, and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.